Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. The African American whose death has inspired a worldwide reckoning over racial injustice will be buried today in Houston, Texas. His body will be carried home in a horse-drawn carriage and will be laid to rest next to his mother. George Floyd was 46 when he was killed on May the 25th as a white Minneapolis officer pressed a knee on Floyd's neck as the dying man cried out for his mother. Walter Jefferson was a friend of George Floyd.
Like I say, he'd give you straight off his back if you needed it. Whatever you wanted, man, he'd give it to you. He's all inspirational. Everybody laughing. It was just a joyful spirit. And it's just hard to see that. To him, but I think it was for a better purpose, though, because he is spreading the word all over the world. It's actually bigger than him right now.
Floyd's death sparked international protests and drew new attention to police treatment of African Americans in the U.S. His funeral will be private. Some 6,000 people attended a public memorial service on May evening. Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee on George Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes before the African American man died, said very little as he appeared in court in Minneapolis for the first time since being arrested and criminally charged. During the court hearing in which Chauvin appeared on a closed-circuit television, the ex-officer who's been fired and arrested after Floyd's death was given a $1 million bail with conditions. Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, did not contest the bail. Chauvin's next appearance is set for June the 29th. The three other former police officers who were involved in Floyd's death have also been fired and jailed, and they also await court dates. This is VOA News. Congressional Democrats are proposing a far-reaching overhaul of America's police procedures and accountability. The Justice in Policing Act is a sweeping legislative response to the mass protest denouncing the deaths of Black Americans to the hands of law enforcement. President Donald Trump is conflating it with outside efforts to abolish the police and says the Democrats have gone crazy. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke in the upper house yesterday about equal justice under the law has fallen short in the United States.
Black Americans, the police, the Black Americans. You can bend on a corner, Eric Garner, or sleeping like John Taylor, had life ended by police. George Floyd's brutal death at the hands of a white police officer in Minneapolis sparked peaceful protests across this country.
I'm just loving he's on
The government of Burundi says President Pierre Nkurunziza has died at the age of 56. The government released a statement on Twitter that said Nkurunziza died of cardiac arrest on Monday at the Karusi Hospital in eastern Burundi. Nkurunziza was reported to be in critical condition on Monday. VOA's Central Africa Service reported that there was a heavy military presence around the hospital. Nkurunziza served 3 terms as Burundi's president. His decision to run for a controversial 3rd term in 2015 set off protests and violence that prompted hundreds of thousands of Burundians to flee the country. Riot police officers charged at thousands of protesters who defied a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement on Tuesday night. Police began gathering in the business district of central Hong Kong in the early evening. Some held up banners saying Hong Kong independence and shouting slogans. Dozens of riot police descended on them and conducted body searches on many. They ordered crowds to leave, saying they were taking part in an unapproved gathering and would arrest them if they did not abide. North Korea has demonstrated that it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. North Korea has been escalating pressure against the South for failing to stop activists from floating anti-Pyongyang leaflets across their tense border. Relations between the Koreas have been strained during the prolonged deadlock in broader nuclear diplomacy between Pyongyang and Washington. North Korea is frustrated that Seoul hasn't done more to distance itself from Washington and restore joint economic projects now held up by U.S. sanctions. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
VOA 1.